Fingola Speaks. Our guests today are Kenneth W. Ford Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Peter John Simpson. Mr. Simpson's website is rommellaw.com, and I will link that on today's radio schedule page. And you have laid out a very, very wonderful program for Mr. Ford to follow. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, Peter.
I wish I could guarantee some sort of a result for the Fords. Here is the real world. When Kenneth Ford files his pro se petition to redress his grievances, because he is not a silk stocking lawyer in a silk stocking law firm with political connections, the statistical probabilities of any federal magistrate or district court judge reading the complaint is zero. What happens is the first step is the complaint goes to a particular magistrate, usually the brand new one, low man on the totem pole, and he or she is assigned the task of throwing out the complaint on a legal technicality. If Mr. Ford survives that, a staff attorney will do all of the legal work for the judge. The judge will never read a word. So the resolution of that is, let's say Erwin Rommel is doing the research, and we come across against a government employment case that is four corners in Mr. Ford's favor, and it's an appeal ruling. What we do in one of our pleadings is we quote that appellate court ruling word for word, but we don't cite it. The opposition counsel, the government counsel, will say, well, that's ridiculous. Mr. Ford isn't even a lawyer. He can't make that claim. And our reply on paper is, gee, the federal appellate court didn't think so when in Simpson v. Spangola it ruled, and then the original wording is repeated as a case citation with the complete case cite underneath it. Next paragraph. Plaintiff Ford asks this honorable court how long it will tolerate government counsel's direct, willful, and stated opposition to court rulings superior to this court. And now the government is trapped. They'll come back and they'll say, oh, no, 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 we didn't mean that. To which Mr. Ford will reply, excuse me, the doctrine of judicial estoppel attaches, and you will defend your objection and disagreement with the Federal Court of Appeals all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Get ready, pal. Get your word processor a good supply of paper. And when you sequence things in that fashion, and notice it's a law argument. It's not his disagreement. It's that his disagreement is with the court superior to the court that he's in. And, of course, he'll say to the judge, well, gee, you know, I've got 100 cases. I can't read every word of this and check to see if they're taking out of the federal appellate reporters, to which the judge will say, really? You have 100 cases on that you're working on right now. Well, I got news for you, counselor. This court has 2,800 open cases on its docket. You want my job? Don't care. I'm not interested in your problem, counselor. I'm interested in my problems.
All righty. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Braxley. Rawlings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the BRAC at 877mybunker.com. The BRAC is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. BRAC fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back. Our guests are Kenneth W. Ford Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Peter John Simpson. Mr. Simpson's website is rommellaw.com, and we do have some callers lining up, so why don't we take a question? Let's take Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dina, and your wonderful guest. I have to tell you, I had felt the other day when you had the Fords on, the empathy and sympathy and heartbreak that they felt by being rapaciously abused by the legal system, just as Mr. Simpson describes. Mr. Simpson seems to be the exact sort of counsel with his guerrilla combat law tactics that are necessary to prevail in this legal war, justicialis or just belie, just as he has described it. That is the conundrum, as the system seems designed to deploy all the assets of the litigants prior to their being able to find representation of Mr. Simpson's caliber, and wonder, I do, if there is not proviso for them to obtain the extreme injuries for the unlawful incarcerations and thefts of liberty, freedom, and his life and private ability to earn a living for those years by invoking actio crimenis causa under the Private Attorney General's Counsel statute, and be able to reach some ability to represent the Fords and help them obtain some element of justice in the Article III General Justice Courts under the common law of the constitutional as an American, as opposed to a mere person or a useful asset raked by the system to provide the increase of stead and perhaps ascent up the ladder by the malicious actors and contumacious bad actors and agents who concocted this criminal scheme to unlawfully convict him in the first place.
Your thoughts, Peter?
Well, the problem with the common law argument and the Article III judge argument is the case law is firmly against you, and that's what they'll rely on. The case law says, in the absence of statute, the common law controls. On my website, under On Abortion in America, you will find the complete case citation for that quote. In the absence of statute, the common law controls. If I were to tell you on this program what the common law was and where it came from, you would never listen to Republic Radio again. So I'm not going to. The difficulty is not the law. It is the people applying it. What the Fords are experiencing is judicial tyranny. It's judicial anarchy. There is no Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is a list of suggestions in the hands of the federal judiciary. And what you have to understand is who you're going up against and what their strategy is. When you attack your enemy's strategy, he usually responds in complete confusion, and your ability to win is significantly higher. So the approach is you attack the judiciary strategy. The strategy of the federal judiciary is public confidence in the judiciary. The news media never goes up against the judges. Why? Because they won't get any juicy tidbits if they go against the judiciary. And so what you have to do is you have to shift the paradigm and you have to attack that strategy. The law is the weapon. The courtroom, the battlefield. The judge is your enemy. You can forget about the idiot Eric Holder sends around to defend the people who wronged Kenneth Ford. The judge is your problem. And if you have a lawyer, he is an enemy spy or a double agent. And the paradigm of judicial anarchy is the problem. The legislature makes suggestions. Judges make law. In 1870, Christopher Columbus Langdell took over the Harvard Law School. Up until then, all law was uncovered by men already existing in the Holy Scriptures. And the judge's responsibility and the lawyer's was to properly apply those laws to everyday life. Christopher Columbus Langdell said that is a load of crap. And he introduced casebook method, which is now case law method. I mentioned case law before. And now what you have is judges make law. Legislatures don't make law. They make suggestions. If Mr. Ford wanted a book to read, the first one I would suggest would be Judicial Tyranny. It's by Bowden. The last copy that I saw sold was about $250. It's dry and arcane, and he'd have to read it seven times. If you really want a book to read, get the Oxford Press edition of Sun Tzu's Art of War. All warfare is based on deception. All battles are won in the preparation. The deception is Kenneth Ford doesn't know his fanny from a hot rock and can't possibly litigate this through the appellate courts. The preparation is the legal research. A lawsuit asks a question. If Mr. Ford asks the wrong question, he will get the right answer, and he will lose. The secret is the legal research that takes you to asking the right question.
I absolutely agree with you, Mr. Simpson. I would only submit that I believe Mr. Ford has done an extraordinary amount of investigative research on his own to try to save his neck from these political assassins that have attacked him. But I do believe that he has some rightness to his case on grounds to ask for a trial de novo based upon ineffective assistance of counsel and likely a suit for replevin of his lost nomens and that have been taken unlawfully by these pirates, and that there may be benefits for your agency in representing him not only in the Axio Trimedis awards of triple damages for the egregious nature of this political torture and tyranny and terrorism, but I believe that there would be monies enough if that case was to be successful based upon your skills to not only compensate your firm well, but to also relieve some of the losses that they've already contributed for the benefits of the work that they've done to assist in the prosecution of the case. But I, God bless you, Mr. Simpson. You are right on the money. This is a battlefield. It is a legal war. The courts are a warring force against anyone who goes before them, especially when they hire an attorney to represent them, because he doesn't represent them, like you said. He represents the interest of the officers of the court, just like the judge and the secretary and the prosecutor. That's exactly the situation, but most people don't have the lawful knowledge to appreciate the gravity of the circumstances of appearing in these private, foreign-owned corporate courts.
In colonial America, the most popular book sold was the Bible. The second most popular book sold was Blackstone's Commentaries on the Laws of England. It was so popular that the publisher, rather than publish the books in England and boat them over to the colonies, boated the paper, the ink, and the printing presses. And he printed and bound them and sold them here in the colonies. Edmund Burke said, there's no use talking to Americans. They're all lawyers. What he meant was they all know the law. And today, people are too busy chasing their due bills to know the law. And it becomes the puzzle. The secret to all of this is you do not want representation in courts in America anymore. If you are represented by licensed counsel in a civil action, you may not speak in court unless you are ordered to by the court. If you speak out of turn, you are in contempt of court, and that is the way they control you. When you quote a legal citation without citing it, and you trap the licensed lawyer in a legal argument, when he complains to the judge in chambers well out of your earshot, the judge will say, "Counselor, I'm very sorry. I can't control Mr. Ford. He's appearing in pro per. He doesn't have a lawyer. He doesn't have a bar ticket for me to control. Guess what, counselor? I can control you. You have a bar ticket. So here's the deal." And sometimes good things happen. The statistical probabilities are stacked squarely against Mr. Ford. I would love to shake him down for a research fee, but I wouldn't dare without explaining to him and all of his advisors the minefield that he is about to enter. They just don't care. Mr. Ford is, I understand, a black American, an African American, if you will. In the old days, those were the people that got shafted all the time, and the white folks usually got justice. Now everyone is Rosa Parks in the back of the bus, and nobody gets justice unless they're represented by a silk stocking law firm.
All righty, hold that thought. We're going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Do you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? Lays Med Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at SurgeryCenterOK.com. That's SurgeryCenterOK.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Kenneth W. Ford Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Peter John Simpson. Mr. Simpson's website is RommelLaw.com. And I have had a couple of emails with questions and comments. One of the listeners said that he hopes that they have secured all of those documents that they have acquired in the research of this case in a very safe place, free from burglaries or any other opportunistic situations. And another question is, what facts of treaty and or international law might the Ford family need to be apprised of as regards your counsel to consider a course of action based solely under constitutional law? Why hasn't anyone considered filing lawsuits under RICO or similar statutes to prosecute the ABA and the National Lawyers Guild?
Securing the papers off-site for the Fords wouldn't be a bad idea. If it becomes a news story and the case becomes notorious, the safest place to be will be in the car next to Mr. Ford as he drives around Maryland, because the last thing they want is more bad publicity piled on top of this. In terms of treaty law, it's irrelevant. It's a straight-line constitutional law question. In terms of RICO, the racketeering statutes are the natural outgrowth of the Sherman and Clayton Antitrust Acts. They were designed to be applied against the mafia, and the way they were written, they can be applied against anybody, including lawyers and judges. The RICO statutes are hidden in the criminal statutes in Title 18. I think it's 18 U.S.C. 1341 to about 1370 or 80. The final section of the racketeering statutes is headed obstruction of justice. So while RICO is a limited set of crimes, obstruction of justice happens to be one of them. Did the Justice Department use the telephone in the prosecution of Mr. Ford? That's wire fraud. Did they send anything through the United States mails? That's mail fraud. All three are cognizable acts under racketeer-influenced corrupt organizations.
All righty. Very interesting. We do have another caller. Let's take Barry in California quickly.
Good morning. I talked to Mr. Ford yesterday, Ford Jr.
Yes.
This is Barry again. I went to a seminar, and I have access to a couple that have won in court 100% of the time. And they get the oath of office of the judge, the prosecuting attorney, and they held them to it, that they're supposed to uphold the our rights as far as the Ten Amendments and whatever amendments that have been broken towards Mr. Ford. That's how he does it. I can't explain everything that he does. I'm not good at explaining it. But I do have their number, and they're willing to help anybody. And they've been successful not only in court, but also eliminating debt, saving people's homes, and attacking the third-party collectors, which are totally against the law.
Okay, Peter, what are your thoughts?
What the federal court in Maryland will do when presented with that argument is, if the argument is correct and the prosecutors and the judge have no oath on file, they will do what is called in law a nunc pro tunc, which is Latin. It means now for then. And what they'll do, it's like a mulligan in golf. They'll just say, oh, well, no, that's okay. Here, sign your oath of office, sign your oath of office. Okay, now we've got oaths of office. That's no longer an issue. That issue has worked in California state courts. It is always litigated by pro se litigants. No lawyer anywhere in the state of California would dare raise that as a legal issue. So it might have validity in a smaller scale case. The problem with this case is you go right from Kenneth Ford, NSA employee, to the propagation of the Iraq war by the Bush administration, and now you're in a world entirely different than a state court judge or a county or a municipal judge in California not having an oath of office. The caller is correct. The problem is, if the American legal system worked the way the words are printed in the law books, I would be doing something probably more productive than teaching people to research, organize, write, file, serve, maintain, and appeal their legal problems.
All righty.
Well, we do
have to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Teravim. Teravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Teravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit teravim.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to HB Extract.
Welcome back. Our guests today are Kenneth W. Ford Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Peter John Simpson. Mr. Simpson's website is RommelLaw.com, and if I ever had a legal problem, that would be the very, very, very first place that I would visit on the web. Okay, Dr. Short, Kenneth?
Yes. I absolutely, absolutely. What were you going to ask? Because I had a thought I wanted to put out.
Just your thoughts about what Peter has presented.
Well, there are two sides. Peter presented something that's earlier, and that is when people are depleted financially and economically, they're not in a position to get legal support. It has to be repeated and restated that the Ford family has lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and presently Ken needs to be working. I mean, if there's someone out in that universe in terms of getting him on the pathway to even achieving the things that have been described, he needs to have an income, and he's highly skilled. That's my sidebar. Now, in terms of how he's critiqued the system, I believe that he has stated sort of the sentiments that many of us feel, that it's hard to get a fair trial because peers, judges who are peers and lawyers who are sub-peers, no one wants to in the advance to get the bigger house and the bigger paycheck is going to offend someone within the legal racket. Therefore, there has to be a symmetrical legal warfare fought against these persons, and I've said this as well with my discussions with Ken, you have to hurt people. You really have to hurt these people. They're the ones making the money. They're making it hand over fist with people going to jail for bogus drug things and everything else. So he's correct that people have to start looking at how they can use smart ways to represent themselves, because they've clearly priced people out. I mean, people can turn to something like, a prepaid legal, but that's not effective. People have really been stripped, and now we have a predatory judiciary where you have judges who own or have shares in these jails that people are going into. So there's an incentive to not provide justice to the people by the folks within the legal system, because they've got an incentive to make certain as many people as possible go to jail. In fact, what a lot of people aren't aware of is the whole trick now is to get people to plead. If they get people to plead, if everyone pled, this country's judiciary would go bankrupt. So the whole thing now is to get people to say they did something so they can get in and out. A lot of times when very guilty people demand a trial, a lot of times they lose. But many, many more times certain people win, because folks don't want to spend the money and invest in prosecuting people. So there's a whole bunch of scams and foolishness. Even a layperson like myself, who deals with people who are having issues with the courts, can see what he's saying has a lot of credibility.
In fear of contradicting a friend of the Fords, in America, if you enter a federal court answering an indictment brought against you by a grand jury, and you are represented by licensed counsel, the statistical probabilities of your being found guilty of a crime are 98.6%. That's the actual statistic. One item we have in our catalog is a 1975 Yale Law Journal article by Albert W. Alshuler titled On the Role of Defense Attorneys in Plea Bargains. The vast majority of cases are pled out. And the reason Erwin Rommel's national reputation is doing defense work in federal cases is the lawyers and the judges don't know how to handle a criminal case. They'll tell you they do. But where the rubber meets the road, there are so many egregious errors in constitutional law that it's hard to know how to organize an appeal once you've been tanked by these people. The vast majority of the criminal work is pled out. And it is a disgrace. It is also unconstitutional when you actually analyze the plea agreement mechanism that has evolved in the last 75 or 100 years. It is simply unconstitutional, and it's also highly immoral. But, of course, the legal system runs on unconstitutionality and immorality. The secret to the gentleman's comment is horribly, painfully obvious. Over 95% of American households, black, white, brown, yellow, pink, purple, or polka dot, over 95% of American households cannot afford to hire a law firm to do anything. And in terms of prepaid legal, I wrote a lawsuit against them for a friend of mine who got shafted in Los Angeles. And in the middle of it all, they stopped contacting me, which leads me to believe that prepaid legal gave them all of their funds back, which gutted the lawsuit. When you sue a lawyer, it's a complaint for legal malpractice, fraud, disgorgement of fees, breach of fiduciary duty, and violation of the state's Consumer Fraud Protection Act.
Okay. What happened? Seems like we've lost some contact here. Okay.
Well, I'm still here. You there?
Oh, okay.
I'm still here. We're all here. And
okay.
I don't think you contradicted me, brother. I'm not the attorney. I'm a human rights defender. I'm a historian. I'm an activist. I would like to go to law school, but I've worked for a law firm, and I didn't like lawyers. So I have the contradiction of wanting to help people and wishing I had what you had. So if you know something, please tell it, because we need every drop of information to wage a successful campaign.
Let's get Cynthia McKinney on the phone here. Let's take Cynthia. She just called in.
Oh,
Cynthia?
Praise God.
Hi.
Cynthia.
Well, I'm anxious to hear the answer to that as well. I understand there's a lawyer on the phone. What does he have to say?
Okay, we've got Peter John Simpson, and he's with RommelLaw.com, and go ahead, Peter.
Well, I'll answer Mrs. McKinney this way. This is the Erwin Rommel School of Law's lawyer test. There is only one question, and there is only one correct answer. The question is, from the following list of famous American lawyers, name the law school dropout: Patrick Henry, John Jay, John Marshall, Daniel Webster, Abraham Lincoln, Stephen F. Douglas, Salmon Chase, Secretary of the Treasury under Lincoln, Robert Morley, head of the American Bar Association, 1953 to 1954, Clarence Darrow, famous Chicago attorney, and Strom Thurmond, until recently the longest-serving member of the United States Senate. Name the law school dropout.
Well, I can't name the law school dropout, but it's clear that those who were of, if he's one of those, then despite the fact of being a dropout, was able to achieve great success.
Well, if you're sitting down and you're holding on to something solid,
yeah,
the correct answer is the attorney for the damned, Clarence Darrow. Clarence Darrow, the greatest litigator in American legal history, according to Jerry Spence, Clarence Darrow was the law school dropout. You see, all of you have been violently victimized by the magician's trick. You have been misled. The other lawyers I named never went to law school. Now I ask you, would you prefer to have your rights protected or advanced by Abraham Lincoln or Patrick Henry or Robert Morley?
Well, I have perhaps a more pertinent question for you then. And since we have the Fords there in the on the line, and we've got with them Randy Short, who is a historian but not a lawyer, and what is it that you can provide to this family in terms of legal assistance so that they can move from where they are to where we want them to be?
Well, I can either provide them with education, and we do offer freelance litigation consulting services on a fee basis. And believe me, we're the bad guys in black hats. We feed our families doing legal work. And the secret to getting something for free is understanding that somebody else paid for it. Anything is possible.
Well, I don't know if you mean by bad guys, if you really mean good guys, because in all of my endeavors, my team that has been around me has been known as the Black Hat Posse, and they are definitely the good guys.
Bingo. In fact, we have mentioned you in some of our books and numerous of our legal pleadings. If this is the Cynthia McKinney I'm thinking of, the congresswoman from Georgia, I believe.
Former, yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah, you have been mentioned in our endeavors in the past for the complete shafting that you got.
But, no, that's true.
The system, remember, the system does not care. And what you have to do is you have to construct an attack that they have never seen before. And when you do that,
they
don't know how to respond. They're kind of like the proverbial deer staring into the headlamps of the proverbial Peterbilt as it comes barreling at the deer at 80 miles an hour on Highway 75 north of Atlanta. And that's the secret. The lawsuit asks a question, and if you formulate the correct question, if you don't win, they will never forget what you did to them in court.
Well, I like that. I like that formulation, and I believe that based on the formulation, I'm going to like your style. So I will leave it to Deanna to help us get connected after this phone conversation is over.
We'll be pleased
Absolutely.
To talk to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Deanna, for making this happen and connecting us.
Thank you.
Now, I do need to say I know that your time is winding down now, and I will look, listen to the archived story from yesterday or interview from yesterday, and I want to listen to this one that I missed today as well. But I want to say hello to Ken and hello to Randy. And do we have Ken's father with us again?
No, he had to leave out.
Okay. Well, hi, Ken. And I'm so pleased that Deanna saw the message and acted immediately to get you on the show. Thank you, Deanna, for bringing this story of a great injustice to your audience.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to do it.
Situations like this offer Americans an interesting dichotomy. On the one hand, the level of drudgery that such a lawsuit, whether Erwin Rommel operates it or anyone else operates it, the level of drudgery that the Fords will go through will be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, kind of disheartening to them. The flip side of the dichotomy is that they will learn how the legal system works, how it's supposed to work, and why it often does not work. And that is essentially a survival skill in America. There are 18 million lawsuits filed every year in the United States. And you can do 330 million and 18 million and run the ratio and figure out how many times a decade you are going to get sued. Your ability to use the American legal system is a survival skill easily equatable with your great-great-great-great-grandfather's ability to use firearms on the American frontier. And the neat thing about knowledge is once you learn how the legal system works, no one can take that away from you. When we teach the system as opposed to doing the work for someone, after they learn the system, they don't need us anymore. The legal profession loathes Erwin Rommel's school of law. The legal profession is built on dependency. Have a problem, hire a lawyer. Next problem, hire another lawyer, and so on.
Yes.
With Erwin Rommel, we teach you to do it yourself. And after you learn, you don't need Erwin Rommel anymore.
Yes,
well, that sounds
understand.
Fabulous. Comments?
Well, yeah. none from me other than that I absolutely understand that. I've got a couple And Deanna, you might be interested in talking to them, too. They have gone pro se throughout the entire legal system as it relates to foreclosures and the illegal activities of the banks. And they have they've been in the trenches fighting hand-to-hand combat for 3 years now, and they still have not yet lost. They have survived, and they have done it themselves.
Fabulous. Yes, we all need to know these things.
Yes.
America needs to know these things. All righty, we do have a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Guests are Kenneth W. Ford Jr., Dr. Randy Short, and Peter John Simpson. I don't know whether Representative McKinney is still on the line, but she joined us also. Okay, we've got about 4 minutes. What is our next step here?
Well, I have a crass commercial message, and that
okay.
is in 2004, we produced the Erwin Rommel School of Banking. People facing credit card and mortgage difficulties. And we were quite pleased to enjoy early successes, followed by a rash of immoral and outrageous court decisions ignoring the law. And then we were stunned to watch as people all over the country started doing legal research on the issue, and there is now hell being raised all over, state and federal. There are even some attorneys who are in on the act and who are getting good results for people. And you'll find the Erwin Rommel School of Banking buried on our website, I think under videos. Everything we have is on DVD now. We still call it videos because we're dinosaurs.
Okay. Great. I see you have a lot of things on your website. So what is the Ford's next step?
The Ford's next step is literally with Randy and Dad and anyone else that they would like to set up a conference call with me. And I'll give it to them quick and dirty. They will know what they've got going for them. They'll know what they've got going against them. The advantage they enjoy is the black community has a lot better solidarity mechanism than does the white community. And if they can organize people behind them to do simple things like write letters to congressmen, they will be stunned to see the results. It's like Jesse Ventura when he was elected governor of Minnesota. He claims the CIA sat him down in a room and asked him, how many others of there like you are there? And the CIA didn't care about the election so much. They just wanted to know that they could control things and maintain the status quo. And what we do is we teach people like the Fords to mobilize their friends and relatives and then their community and to change the paradigm.
All righty. I will send an email out with all of the phone numbers on it, and I want you all to get together. And, Kenneth, I want this to happen for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And the last thing, if I could have Deanna's producer call me on the phone anytime after the broadcast.
Okay.
Deanna?
Yes.
Before we leave, I just want to remind people to see the films that are on Education for Peace and YouTube. That there's Gloria Ford, if they look under Gloria Ford's name, so they can have the background from the family perspective.
All righty. Thank you so much for being on the program today, all of you. It's been delightful, and thank you, listeners, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.